Barbecue chicken, barbecue lamb, barbecue beef, barbecue ham. When you fix table for me, make it plain barbecue, sweet as can be. Tell me, little mama, who you give my barbecue to?
Home Improvement Show. Rosie on the House is moving to the category of barbecue for this hour. So if you think you can outbrag me on your barbecue skills, dial in 1-888-767-4348 because I'm certifiably the best barbecue man in all of Arizona, from Page to Nogales, from Parker to Nutrioso. I am the barbecue man.
You do some mean chicken on the grill, I have to tell you. But I think you need to update your grill a little bit.
My mother-in-law never even liked me till she ate my barbecue. Then I was her best friend. I know you're listening, Mimi. I want to talk barbecue with all of you Arizona homeowners. So tune in. If you've got a barbecue tip, go ahead. Give it to us. 1-888-767-4348.
It's amazing how popular recipes are. We don't cover them much because we're not really a food cooking program.
The way it usually could be.
We talk, outdoor barbecues is part of home ownership.
Arizona outdoor living, baby.
We've got the 4th of July coming up. Be a lot of great grilling going on. Man, it's part of the lifestyle here.
Well, I knew you'd want to talk about it, so I reached out and tried to bring in a special guest on the barbecue expert category, and I have got the CEO of Barbecue Galore. Now, you know the store. They tell you that it's not just an aisle. It's a whole store. Well, they have taken this whole store concept to an entirely new level, like in the last year. Let me introduce y'all to the CEO of Barbecues Galore, joining us by phone, Henrik Stefanian. Henrik, we sure appreciate you joining us today, my friend.
Thanks for having me, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. We've all heard your line, your marketing line. It's not just an aisle, it's a store. Talk about your new superstore, man. Y'all have taken that store concept to a whole new level.
Absolutely. You know, our North Phoenix store in Desert Ridge has been the highest volume store for many years, and we needed to get bigger. We had customers asking for more. They wanted to see more patio furniture, more grill selections, more of everything. And just last year, in around August time frame, we moved across the parking lot into a 13,000-square-foot showroom. And if you haven't been there, you got to go check it out. It's got everything you need from, again, grilling to chips and chunks and charcoal and accessories, rubs and sauces, patio furniture, gazebos, or pergolas. And we have Omaha Steaks in our building as well, in their third biggest store, in their chain of stores.
And where, when you say across the parking lot, there's a lot in Desert Ridge.
No, it's literally.
Give me a proximity.
It's due north, slightly east of where it was. If you get to the old store location, just tend a little north and a little east, and you're going to pull right in. It's a giant store.
You're not going to miss it.
You're not going to miss it.
It's right next to Total Wine, right next to it.
Right next to Total Wine. Now, and I was glad we had a chance to talk. Now, I have been a customer of Barbecues Galore. I think from the very beginning, I think the first grill that one of my customers bought from Barbecues Galore had to go back 25 or 26 years at least. How long have y'all been in Phoenix?
Since 1937 in the U.S. and almost 30 years in the Arizona market.
Okay, 30 years. Yeah, that would be about exactly right. And we have been buying y'all's product ever since. So I have to admit, I had not been in the new store. And so Jennifer and I promised ourselves as we left Phoenix on the way to Flagstaff, we drive right by Desert Ridge on the 101 on the way out there. We ducked in there and we went through the front door, and I could hardly drag my wife out of there.
You got dragged. Did you really?
I want one. She goes, I want one of those, and I want one of those, and I want one of those.
I came out with lots of questions. Let's kind of get the feel for what you have available, you know, from the range of what you can purchase, you know. What kind of features am I looking for if I want a really good barbecue for my backyard?
You know, it all comes down to, you know, personal choice on what kind of food you cook. And we have, and for me personally, I have a few grills, and I have my Teppan, the flat top grill that I do my breakfast on Sundays for my family, whenever I'll do my pancakes and the bacon and my eggs and fajitas and all that on the flat top, you know, and I do my charcoal for Armenian barbecue and smoking. I'm Armenian, so we do a lot of kebabs, and I use the charcoal for that. And then I use my gas grill for, you know, normal steaks and chicken and the regular stuff.
Now, Henrik, I'm going to shock some of our homeowners here a little bit by talking about the price ranges we saw. We saw nice, good-looking, durable charcoal grills in there for $300.
Right.
I saw a 55 or 60-inch unit towards the front of the store, stainless steel, that cost more than my first four or five pickup trucks I owned.
We got the whole thing.
You
so
did.
We got it from, you know, the $300 barbecue to a $10,000 to $15,000 grill. We got everything for everybody. So, you know, wherever your tastes are as far as what kind of grill you want and whatever the budget is, we got something for everybody.
And I know a lot of people that like the flavor of the charcoal briquette. Y'all have propane-ignited charcoal briquettes. And my brother-in-law actually bought one of those from y'all about 2 years ago. I love when he invites us over to his house to cook.
Oh, definitely. On our turbo line, which has been around for 30-plus years, we use ceramic briquettes to heat up the grill. What the ceramic does, it retains the heat much more. So as you're opening the hood to take meat off or put it back on, a lot of times with a stainless steel or traditional flame tamer, the heat escapes. With the ceramic, you get a chance to have the heat retained more into the grill. And plus, throughout time, those briquettes get flavorized from all the droppings from, you know, from the grease and whatever you're cooking on, whether it's steak or burgers. They start giving it some flavor as well. When you have drops, you know, the grease or whatever falls onto the briquettes, it gives up more heat and more flavor back into the meat.
Well, and I'll tell you another thing I like about the briquettes in my turbo grill I've got at home is it seems to limit the flare-ups, and it seems to give you much more control over the temperature of what you're trying to cook.
Absolutely. We were one of the original manufacturers because Barbecues Galore, we're also a manufacturer. We make our own turbo line. It's our own factory. So our factory has made the turbo line for, you know, like 30-plus years, and we were one of the first to have the ceramic briquettes as a feature on our grill. And now just about every premium manufacturer, whether it's, you know, Twin Eagles and it's DCS or Alfresco, they all go to the ceramic briquettes because the way that thing helps cook and keep their ups down to a minimum and the flavor it gives off when you have had it for a while, it's a truly one of a kind.
Well, Henrik, the turbo grill at my house is probably one of your first. It's an early vintage model. Let me just say that.
I don't think they make the parts anymore.
Well, I didn't think they did, but I rebuilt it at the end of last summer with all the parts that I was found. They're now carrying all those parts, the igniters and the burners along the way, and all new ceramic briquettes.
I want one of those stainless ones. Those are really cool looking.
Yeah, I don't think Jennifer's going to let me live with this 30-year-old version very much longer.
Well, what about the ceramic grills themselves, like the Green Eggs
yeah.
and the Primo? And I had the opportunity to cook on one of those a few months ago. And there's one. That got moved pretty high on my wish list.
There's one at Henrik's store at Barbecues Galore there at Desert Ridge. There's a Green Egg in there that's about the size of a smart car.
Family size.
That, the big Green Egg, that's a whole different lifestyle. It's huge for us in our Texas stores. We have four stores in the Dallas market, and the eggheads, what they call them, are one of a kind. I mean, those, once you get into an egg, the way the food cooks, the way you get such juicy and moist and chicken, I'm getting hungry already.
And with those, Henrik, can't you do many things once you get it heated up? You can grill, and then you can convert to baking, and there's just different. Once you've got it hot, you have some options, right?
Absolutely. You can go as low as 180 degrees or 200 degrees for long-term smoking, or you can go to 1,000 degrees for a quick sear and grilling. And a lot of folks now who buy the egg are buying the pizza stones so they can make pizza in the egg. And the flavor that the egg gives off, it's amazing. The chicken, once you have chicken or turkey, any kind of a bird, I usually you dry out on a gas grill. My first time I ever had chicken on a big Green Egg, I thought it wasn't done. I was like, hey, man, this is too juicy. Is it cooked? They're like, no, it's cooked all right. I said, there's a lot of juice inside of it. And they're like, well, that's off the egg, that's why. And I used to not like chicken. Now I only eat chicken off the big Green Egg.
I'll be darned. And I learned water smoking chicken, which you can kind of accommodate through the Big Green Egg as well.
There's ways you can get to it. It's you know, we have the water smoking is still it's a very small portion of our business. People who actually do it, because it takes a lot of skill and talent to do it, and the average person is not doesn't have the time to get into that. But you can do that Big Green Egg. You can do virtually anything you want on there.
Well, Henrik, next time you're in town touring the Phoenix stores, I'm gonna do you one. I take either pineapple or concentrated orange juice, put it into the water soaker, and then I hang my seasoned chicken and water smoke the chicken. And I tell you what, that's the one that won my mother-in-law's heart.
Wow! When I come in town next time, I'm gonna hit you up, and we gotta do that.
Now, with 13,000 square feet, do y'all ever do cooking grill classes?
Yes, we do. We actually, with having Omaha Steaks there, and Omaha Steaks in that location has some unique items that they don't carry in other places. And we're able to sample those items. Right now, we're doing every other weekend. We'll have a vendor, one of our vendors, one of our manufacturers will come out and do a demo for our customers who are interested in to see what the grill does. And we're able to bring Omaha Steaks into it. They provide the samples of the meat, and we'll cook out there and give tips on how to how to properly smoke a brisket, how to properly marinate and prep a regular steak, or, just pretty much the whole gamut. You can come into our store the weekend we're doing a demo, get some good tasting food, get some tips on how to make it, at the same time, be able to get everything you need right there.
We've mentioned the Desert Ridge location a few times, but where are the other barbecue locations throughout the state?
There's two in Arizona. The second one is in Chandler. In Chandler East off of German. That store, there's a, I'm sorry, I forgot the shopping center's name. It's a Vestar shopping center, but it's got a Home Depot and right off of German, and can't think of the freeway that it's on.
Barbecues Galore. It'll be easy to find.
I will tell you this. If you Google Barbecues Galore, one of the first options is store locations, and you find it very easy. We're here with Henrik Stefanian, the CEO of Barbecues Galore. Henrik, can you hold on just a few moments? I'd like to come back and talk about the alternate fuel sources that are available, as well as some of the accessories that are available at your store. Do you have time to hang on?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back with Barbecues Galore here at Rosie on the House. You want to brag about your barbecue? Come on. This is a double dog dare. I challenge you. 1-888-767-4348.